Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to answer your questions or discuss your real-life issue, and we invite your calls right now to 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to listen and take part. If there's something you'd like to talk about, let's talk about it right now. 1-800-677-9377. Basic Gospel. It intersects with your life every day. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We are talking about resurrection and the good news that Jesus Christ is alive. This resurrection is the most important event in human history.
Absolutely.
It is the linchpin, the hinge on which Christianity turns. Without the resurrection, we have nothing. We have no Christianity. We have no faith. We have no salvation. And yesterday we talked about salvation and how this gospel message is kind of the story of salvation for mankind. And I read a quote from a gentleman named Robert Capon, and he says, the only qualification for the gift of the gospel is to be dead. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be good. You don't have to be wise. You don't have to be wonderful. You just have to be dead. That's
dead.
It. And we all qualify. And if we don't believe we qualify, let me share a couple of passages. Romans 6:23 says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and as a result, we're under the condemnation of death. We're dead spiritually. Romans 5:12, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all men because all sinned. So there's no one that can say they weren't dead spiritually or aren't dead spiritually. That's just our condition. That's the result of Adam and Eve's choice in the garden. As for you, in Ephesians 2:1, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Well, if that's the case, I mean, that's a serious condition. And dead men really can't do anything. I mean, if you're dead, you're dead. So how do we go from death to life? That is the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. He shows us in that act that he has power over sin and death. And when we put our full faith, full weight of trust in him, we are made alive in exactly the same way he was. He was made alive physically. We're going to be made alive first spiritually with the promise of a bodily resurrection at a future date. That's the gospel. And I know there are many people in our listening audience that may have never heard the gospel expressed in those terms. They may have heard it in the sense of forgiveness of sins, that they're sinners, that Christ died to take away their sins or to forgive their sins. And so they respond to that, and yet they still don't have power in their Christian lives. They still are giving in to the desires of the flesh and living that same old life that they had before receiving that forgiveness. Salvation is much more than that. Salvation is being made alive together with Christ. It is that point in time when a person goes from death to life.
Yeah.
And there's a passage in the book of Hebrews, and I love this passage, and it's simply this: today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Maybe you're tired of the rat race. Maybe you're tired of giving it all you've got and still being exhausted. Maybe you're tired of feeling empty, or you're just sensing that something's wrong. Well, if that's the case, maybe today is your day of salvation. And so on this broadcast on April the 8th, Tuesday, 2014, I am extending an invitation to you to receive life, to come to that point and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying to take away my sins. Thank you for being buried to show that the end of my old life is at hand. Thank you for being raised to life so that I too can be raised to life. And today I am believing you, I am receiving you so that I can become a child of God and can be made alive together with you. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, just pray that prayer right now. Express that heart of faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Look into your heart to see if you believe that God has indeed raised Jesus from the dead. And if that's the case, you're going to go from death to life.
Yeah.
That is the gospel message. And when people understand that, that's when Christianity becomes this dynamic, vibrant, life-changing experience. I know for me, I responded initially to the death of Jesus Christ. When I was 12 years old, I went to a summer church youth camp. The last night, the camp pastor portrayed the crucifixion of Jesus. It was one of the most powerful presentations. I mean, to date, it was the most powerful presentation of Christ's death I've ever witnessed. And something inside of me responded to that, and I knew I needed Jesus. But I responded to that forgiveness. And from that point until about 8 or 9 years later, I struggled with trying to make sense of the Christian life. I didn't have the power. I had the power because Christ was alive living in me and I had been made alive, but I didn't know it. And so I wasn't tapping into that power. I wasn't abiding in the resurrected life. So I just was trying to do this Christian thing on my own with my human effort. And I kept falling flat on my face time and time again. And finally, I went to a Bible study and I heard the Bible teacher teach on this verse in Ephesians and then another passage that is a sister passage to this in the book of Colossians. And this passage in Ephesians is this, 2:4-5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. What is God's grace? It's his act in Jesus Christ to make you alive together with him. It's the moment in time that you go from death to life.
Yeah.
Is that moment for you right now? If so, will you simply bow your heads and say, Lord Jesus, today I receive you into my heart. Thank you for making me alive together with you. And now teach me how to walk and live by faith in your resurrected life so that you can live your life through me. Amen.
Amen.
And if that's something that was on your heart, will you call us or will you write to us via email and let us know? The address is bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. We have resources that we want to put into your hands to help you move forward in this journey with Christ. I know when I responded way back at 12 years of age, it was just that night. And then everything kind of went on as it was before. I continued going to church. I continued, if you can believe this, singing in the choir.
Oh,
if you've ever heard me sing, you won't believe that. I went on mission trips. We had an incredible Faith in Action program that helped, you know, underprivileged kids in our community, and I was involved in that. But what was missing in all of that was some solid input, some solid discipleship, some solid teaching into my life as to what it meant to be a Christian. What did Christ accomplish for me? All I knew was that he died and that meant forgiveness. And that's it. I just wish somebody had taken me by the hand and said, Bob, let me show you all that Christ has accomplished for you. Let me show you what it means to be alive in him. I just wish that had happened. It didn't. And God knew all about that. And at a point in time when I was ready, boy, he poured it out. And that's when life really changed for me. And so what I'm saying to you today, if you've responded to this gospel message, you've received Jesus Christ, you've confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you've believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you know that you've gone from death to life, we want to take you by the hand right now and put some resources into your hands so that you can see what this Christian life is all about. So if you've responded, write to us at bob@basicgospel.net, and we'll get all of this information to you. We want to walk this journey with you.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody, and it doesn't get any clearer than that. I hope that you were listening and that you had ears to hear the message that Bob has just shared with you. 1-800-677-9377, a toll-free call. We want to hear from you. If this has become a reality in your life, why, give us a call. We'd love to share it with you, share this moment, this day with you. 1-800-677-9377. If you have a Bible question or some life issue that you're facing, we'll discuss that with you as well. If you'd like to call, 1-800-677-9377. Well, guys, a question from Jeff in New York City. And I kind of put a preface to it. If Jesus has done all the work, as you so eloquently described in the preface, Bob, if we don't have to be smart and good and wise and wonderful, if he has done it all and that's all that's required, then where does reincarnation come in? Reincarnation, of course, is a part of that religious system that says if you work hard enough, if you're good enough, and if you are smart and good and wise and wonderful enough, you can work yourself up to be God yourself. So where does all that fit in?
Well, it doesn't fit in.
That's the way it is.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
It is a total lie.
So not biblical at all.
Nothing in the Bible speaks of reincarnation. That's a man-made concept. That's something that comes out of our imaginations, and it comes out of a dead heart, a dead spirit. We have eternity placed inside of us. We know that we're supposed to live beyond the grave. And so we're trying to figure out how that's going to be. Well, reincarnation was one of those ideas that came to be. But that's our thinking. That's not God's thinking. His thinking is resurrection. His plan is resurrection. And so we die in Christ, we're buried in Christ, and we're raised in Christ to walk in the newness of life. That's the good news story. And God has never called us to climb a ladder. You know, Mormonism has that belief that you can climb the ladder and you can become God-like. And Jesus was an example. Well, again, that's a works-based theology. That's right. A works-based salvation. God just wants us to be fully human. Mm-hmm. That's all. He created us as human beings. We're to reflect the image and glory of God. That all changed in the garden, and now through faith in Jesus Christ, that can be restored. We who are dead in sin can be made alive together with Christ. When that happens, Christ Jesus comes to live inside of us. He begins to renew our minds. He begins to change us from the inside out. And pretty soon, we're starting to bear the fruit of his work in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. That's the result of abiding in him. And when we bear that fruit of his life, we're reflecting his image to the world. That's when we know that we've been restored to God's ultimate purpose for each and every one of us. And that's when we're fully human.
Yeah.
That's when we're living out what God has designed us to be. And that can only happen by grace. So reincarnation just comes out of that heart of fear, that longing to live beyond the grave. And this is man's idea of how that can come about. And it's all based on being good.
Yeah.
If you're good enough, you're going to come back in the next life in better shape than what you were in this one. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you just keep coming back, and soon enough you've evolved and become this deity. Mm-hmm. It's not how it works. That's a lie. That's a lie of Satan. God's story is resurrection.
Absolutely. Well, if that's happening, there's not many that have made it.
That's right. That's right.
1-800-677-9377. Plenty of time on the clock, and we have open lines, 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Brooklyn, New York, and talk with Martin, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Martin.
Well, hello again. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's good to hear from you again.
Well, nice to hear from you, Martin. What's on your mind today?
Praise the Lord. Well, somebody told me about in the Bible, you know, 2 Corinthians, I think it's 5:7, if I'm not mistaken. The Bible tells us we live by faith, not by sight. If you can give a little bit more information, I mean, more explanation.
It's a good question, Martin. What does it mean to live by faith and not by sight? I think normally we live by sight. That's kind of the natural way of doing things, but God has called us to a different way of life, and that way of life is faith. So there's much as far as what we believe that we don't see. We believe in Jesus Christ, don't we?
Correct.
Can we see Jesus Christ physically? You know, is he in front of us? He's not, is he? But we know he's real. He's declared us to be righteous in his sight. Can we see that righteousness?
Say that again?
I said he's declared us to be righteous in his sight, but can we see that righteousness? Is it something that we could hold in our hands and touch and feel and all of those sort of things? No. It's something that God has given to us through the work of Jesus Christ by the Spirit. So we can't see it, but we walk knowing it's true. That's what it means to walk by faith. Those are the things that we walk by faith in. We don't see the Spirit of God either, do we? But we abide in Him. We walk by the Spirit. So that's what that's talking about. Richard, do you have any thoughts on that?
Something that has helped me realize a little more how to walk by faith today is the realization that my hope is guaranteed. The fact that Jesus is already victorious, and all we're waiting for him to do is to come back and restore all things, including us physically. But that's a guarantee. And because I have that guarantee in the future, I can apply that guarantee right now today, even though I can't see those things. But it's true then, so it has to be true now, and therefore I can trust that he's going to work that stuff out in me.
Does that make sense to you, Martin?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Open lines, again, time on the clock, 1-800-677-9377. And, guys, we have a wonderful conference coming up June 19th through the 21st. It's called Stand 2014. And, Bob and Richard, I know that you are looking forward to it, and certainly I am as well. And I hope many of our listeners across the country will take part.
I do, too. This is a perfect opportunity to come and hear more about this gospel message, to really learn as to what this gospel message is. And it's this gospel message that enables us to stand in this world today. You know, the world is a pretty powerful place, and it tends to knock us down, to knock us flat, to knock us on our rear ends.
Yeah.
And this gospel message is the power that enables us to stand and to live out this new life that we've been given in Christ. So we want you to come and be a part of this. Andrew Farley, who's written a number of books and joins us each Wednesday on this program, will be one of the speakers. We've also invited this year a new friend of mine, John Lynch. And I am so excited that John is going to be with us.
He was on
our broadcast last year. We're going to have him on our broadcast again here fairly soon. But he is just a delight. And he posted this on his Facebook page today, and he's talking about this conference stand. And he says this: "So I get to be a part of this gig. My usual venues are Shriners Halls, retirement homes, and praying at the opening of denture clinic festivals. But at this one, I'm hanging out with profound, well-respected people who actually say and write things of note. I'm truly honored. I will speak several times, and I think Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley, and I will share a forum or two. Plus, they will be speaking several times, and they have actual content and profundity. But if you show up, I promise to smile and pretend to know you, whether I do or not. If you will sit with me during breaks, I can wax eloquently on a variety of subjects, including Beach Class, Romans 5 through 8, bands from the 60s and 70s, Identity in Christ, Bruce Cockburn, Vin Scully, my delight of hotels, walking through big cities and sitting for hours in a restaurant by myself. I also feel I have valuable input on shoes, storytelling, and golden retrievers named Bali. So I am also marginally considered friends with a number of celebrities. I would be honored to drop their names casually in conversation. I would have significantly less interest fielding theological hot-button issues, but I would nod and agree with your position if you'd like. I love to give hope to others risking this life of living out of who Christ says we are. I never lack energy for that.
I knew it was going to be a fun conference.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He says that I have a feeling this is going to be a really cool event. Stacy, his wife, is even coming. She's all that and may think she's funny, and many think she's funnier than I am. But she enjoys the limelight like a salamander enjoys watching a movie with subtitles. And she gets weary of hearing me give the same message over and over, so you might be able to get a cup of coffee with her during my sessions. Then he says, sign up for this event. Great love, Tribe of Grace.
Oh, my.
So I hope in that you're getting a little idea of why I wanted John Lynch to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
He's funny. He's articulate. But my goodness, he knows what it means to walk by faith in Jesus Christ. He knows what it means to have grace being lived out each and every day. You know, grace isn't just the door that gets us into salvation. It's everything. Mm-hmm. It's how we live in this saved life. Grace from start to finish. And John's one of those guys that is courageous enough to test it out, to try it out, and to encourage others to come alongside. So we want you to be at this event, June 19th through the 21st. It is Stand 2014. All the information on how to register is either at basicgospel.net, click the Stand link, or you can go directly to the conference website, stand2014.com. But take advantage of this. Come join us for this wonderful, wonderful three-day conference in June. As John said, this is going to be a really cool event.
I believe it. It sure sounds like it from that blog post.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're just, I think we have time to squeeze in one more email question here. And this is from Ilona, in Phoenix. And she says, I remember years ago talking about the idea that we cannot take doctrine from the book of Acts. Can you elaborate on that in a short period of time?
Richard, have at it. Can we take doctrine from the book of Acts?
Very, very carefully, just like you would take it anywhere else. Acts is primarily an historical record of how the gospel went to the Roman Empire. And there is some really good doctrine in there. But typically what people do is to cherry pick in Acts and make a hash of it. So treat Acts like you treat other books in the Bible. Read it in context, compare it with other passages, and find out what the Spirit is telling you.
Because a lot of things happen there, and I think the full explanation of what those meant are detailed for us in the letter. So mm-hmm. a lot of Paul's writing. So match, connect the dots,
yes.
You know, what you're reading in Acts with how Paul explains it, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, a lively broadcast today. Hope you've enjoyed it, everybody. I know I have, and I know Bob and Richard have, and reading this blog post from John Lynch, you'll join us at the conference. I just want to remind you as well that Bob Christopher's CD series, The Resurrection, Power for Daily Living, we talked about it at length yesterday. It's available during Resurrection Month, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Just click the link at our homepage at basicgospel.net or dial 1-800-727-2828 to speak with our operator. Again, that number, 1-800-727-2828, or the Resurrection Power for Daily Living, or a link online at basicgospel.net. And the information on the conference, Stand 2014, we have a fabulous Bible conference coming up. As we were saying, it's called Stand 2014, and you can find all the information on the guest speakers, John Lynch, Andrew Farley, and our own Bob Christopher, when you visit stand2014.com. Again, stand2014.com. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll be here. We hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to call and post your question or your life issue. We'll be glad to hear from you. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.